is all saying. Wanna sail with the light of day, sailing through my garden, sailing through the trees.
Welcome to The Last Story Garden. My name is Lucia, your host. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Story Garden doesn't come to you every first and third Thursday. Instead, that's Beetle Nation now, and I'm going to be doing Beetle Nation. This is The Last Story Garden, sadly, but I'm going to do Beetle Nation now, so yay! Story Garden used to feature local kids reading stories they love. Thank you for tuning in for the last one. Tonight, we are excited to have Riley reading for us. Riley, what story are you sharing with us tonight?
The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn.
What do you love about The Kissing Hand?
That it's saying, you are loved, even if you feel like you're a useless loser in the universe.
Oh. Please enjoy Riley reading The Kissing Hand.
The Kissing Hand by Audrey Penn. Illustrations by Ruth E. Harper and Nancy M. Leake. 2. Stephanie, Rebecca, Corin, and children everywhere who love to be loved. Start. Chester Raccoon stood at the edge of the forest and cried.
I don't want to go to school, he told his mother. I want to stay home and with you. I want to play with my friends. And play with my toys and read my books and swing on my swing. Please, may I stay home with you?
Miss Raccoon took Chester by the hand and nuzzled him on the ear. Sometimes we all have to do things that we don't want to do, she told him gently, even if they seem strange and scary at first. But you will love school once it starts. You'll make new friends, play with new toys, read new books, and swing on new swings. Besides, she added, I know a wonderful secret that will make your nights at home seem as warm and cozy as your days.
Bring that down.
At home. Chester wiped away his tears and looked interested.
Just press that. Just press
a secret?
What kind of secret? A very old secret, said Miss Raccoon. I learned it from my mother, and she learned it from hers. It's called the Kissing Hand.
The Kissing Hand? Asked Chester. What's that?
I'll show you. Miss Raccoon took Chester's left hand and spread open his tiny fingers into a fan. Leaning forward, she kissed Chester right in the middle of his palm. Chester felt his mother's kiss rush from the back of his hand, up his arm, and into his heart. Even his silky black mask tingled with a special warmth. Miss Raccoon smiled. Now, she told Chester, whenever you feel lonely and need a little loving from home, just press your hand to your cheek and think, Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. And that very and that fairy kiss will jump to your face and fill you with toasty warm thoughts. Ooh, hot. She took Chester's hand around and carefully wrapped his fingers around the kiss. Now, do be careful not to lose it, she teased him. But don't worry. When you open your hand and wash your food, I promise the kiss will stick. Chester loved his kissing hand. He knew his mother's love would go with him wherever he went, even to school. That night, Chester stood in front of his school and looked thoughtful. Suddenly, he turned to his mother and grinned. Give me your hand, he told her. Chester took his mother's hand in his own and unfolded her large, familiar fingers into a fan. Next, he leaned forward and kissed the center of her hand. Now you have a kissing hand, too, he told her, with a gentle goodbye. And I love you. Chester turned and danced away. Miss Raccoon watched Chester scamper across the tree limbs and enter school. As the hoot owl rang in the new school year, she pressed her left hand to her cheek and smiled. The warmth of Chester's kiss filled her heart with special words, saying, Chester loves you. Chester loves you, it sang. Like a minor bird. And this is a picture of Chester going to school with all the little other animals. The end.
Kimi wa ikutsu mo no ai ni dakarete yume wo miru no soshite hareta hi no kaze ni fukarete arukidasu no
Welcome back to Story Garden on KZFR. Riley just read The Kissing Hand. Yeah. Very good book. Now, Riley, do you have any questions to ask me?
Why, yes, I do, Lucia. I have a question about the upcoming shows, like Beetle Nation. What's it about, and how does it work?
Beetle Nation is every first and third Thursday, just like Story Garden. Story Garden is kind of turning into Beetle Nation. Beetle Nation is about, is like local kids coming in and playing their favorite Beatles songs. And it's introducing a new generation to Beatles songs, which is good because I love the Beatles. They're like my favorite band.
Well, that's good. It's just, how is Beetle Nation turning into Story Garden?
You mean Story Garden turning into Beetle Nation?
Oh, so that's what he said. That is a really cool thing to do. The Beatles are awesome.
Yes. Do you know all of the Beatles?
No, you shouldn't ask me because, you know, I have.
Wait,
don't have
let's
them
see. Right. How many do you know?
John Lennon, Ringo Starr, Paul McCartney, and something about Apple or something.
What? It's George Harrison.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah. And Ringo Starr actually came out with a new album, which is
really
awesome.
He's still alive?
He's my favorite Beatle. Oh my gosh, yes. John Lennon and George Harrison are the ones who are dead, sad.
Yeah.
And Ringo Starr, his new album is Postcards from Paradise, I think. And the first song is Rory and the Hurricanes, which was Ringo's first band he ever played in, which brought tears to my eyes when I listened to it. So sad, so sentimental.
How?
Yeah, and I just love the Beatles so much, so that's why I'm doing a show.
Well, that's good. You should introduce a new generation to the Beatles because it teaches intellectually, too.
And what's your favorite Beatles song?
Hard Day's Night.
Do you know who sang that?
Ringo?
No, he sang Octopus's Garden and the other one. To All Together Now, and Boys, and More, and Happiness.
Oh.
But the Beatles were really nice and let him play and let him sing one song on each album. But John Lennon and Paul McCartney mostly did all of them.
Hmm.
And George Harrison came out with a lot of Happiness.
Oh.
Albums.
Oh.
My dad has a lot of the albums.
Well, that's really good. So, I have another question. What did you will you miss doing Story Garden, and what did you love about Story Garden?
I will definitely miss doing Story Garden because it was so much fun getting local kids and having them reading the stories they love and stuff. And I think the part I'm going to miss most about it is the funny kids that come in and just read their hearts out and stuff. And also the loving audience that it has been listening to me faithfully. Thank you.
I have another question. Who would you thank the most? If Story Garden was ending right now, who would you thank the most for all that's happened?
Right now.
No, like right this second.
No, okay. I would thank definitely my mom, who helped me a lot with all of this. And just my friends and family who have supported me. I'm making this sound a lot more like sentimental than it is. Yeah.
Yeah, very.
Like, thank you for this award. I have a lot of people to thank.
Yeah. I can almost imagine you crying.
I'm not crying. And I am going to now read a book, which, funnily enough, has my name in it. Lucia in the Light. And Lucia actually means light, so it's basically light in the light.
Okay. Oh, I hope to hear it.
Well, you will. Okay. One year, the wind blew down the mountain fiercer than it ever had before. The wind screamed so loud sometimes that Lucia could not hear her mother humming as she rocked the baby by the fire. Frost covered the nail heads in the walls, and the wind that sneaked in through the cracks tossed the last of the flour in the barrel around so that it seemed more like snow inside the house as well out. One day, the sun did not rise over the mountaintop. And the next day and the next, and not even a glimmer of sun shone, no matter how long Lucia waited for the sunrise. Dark roosted in the land. Where has the light gone? Lucy asked. I don't know, her mother replied. Even the oldest tales never told this darkness. She wrapped Lucia in her arms. We will be each other's sun until the real sun returns. As the dark days wore on, the baby began to fret and fuss, and the cow gave less and less milk until one day she was as dry as a stone. The fire smoked and shivered and refused to heat the corners of the house or bake bread. At last, Lucia could stand it no longer. I will look for the sun, she said to her mother. Perhaps it has lost its way. It's too dark and cold, her mother said, and there may be trolls. My grandmother told that when she was a girl, in the bitterest of the winters, the trolls came down from the mountain and stole chickens and pigs and even a child. Lucia shivered and hugged her baby brother close. Still, she said, don't worry, Mama. I'll find the sun and be back in time for breakfast. Though how could anyone tell when breakfast time was all through that dark? I can't let you go. We will live without the sun if we must, said Lucia's mother. The baby wailed thin and high, and Lucia's mother shushed him. Lucia made up her mind to do something, anything, to find the sun and bring it back home. At last, when her mother rocked the baby and fell into a fitful sleep, Lucia put on her warmest socks, hat, and mittens that her mother had knit, pulled on the boots, and buttoned up her coat, and wrapped her scarf around her neck. In one pocket, she slipped a stale crust of bread. In the other pocket, she put a tinder box, for who knew when she might have need of a fire to keep her warm. She kissed her sleeping mother's cheek in the baby's fine, soft hair, and the milk-white cat, and even the cow. But when Lucia opened the door, the cat jumped from the windowsill under her hood and went out in the swirling snow with her. Lucia was glad for the company and the warmth of the milk-white cat around her neck. Lucia strapped on her skis and set off down the mountain where the sun used to rise. The pale light of the stars showed her the way. Up and up the mountain Lucia skied. Shoosh, shoosh. The sun, the air growing icier as she went. Time seemed frozen. Lucia's fingers were sticks of ice. Surely the days passed while she was pushing her skis up the mountain. She shoved her hands into her pocket to warm them and felt something hard. Bread! The crust from the last loaf of bread her mother had baked in the fretful fire. It was as frozen as her fingers, but softened as she held it to her mouth, and it was the sweetest thing Lucia had ever tasted. She shared bits with the milk-white cat, who mewed his thanks and licked at Lucia's mitten. Lucia knew that as long as her legs could carry her, she would continue up the mountain. Swish, swish. The snow squawked between her skis. Her breath froze on her hair in clouds of ice. Icicles hung from the trees like frozen tears. Even the sparrows hid under their wings. Shush, shush. The trail grew steeper. The path led Lucia into a strand of trees where even the starlight couldn't shine. Lucia's skis slipped, and she fell. The snow was soft, almost as soft as her feather bed back at home. Lucia closed her eyes. The milk-white cat nipped at Lucia's chin, but Lucia kept on dreaming. If she were home, warm in her own soft bed, she would be asleep and sleep and sleep. The milk-white cat nipped Lucia's chin again. Ow! Lucia had almost fallen asleep in the show, just like old Bjorn, who had been found last winter, frozen stiff and hard as cordwood. Lucia rubbed the heaviness from her eyes and hugged the milk-white cat and then tucked her back in her hood. Shush, 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 shush. At last, Lucia and the milk-white cat came out of the trees and reached the top of the mountain. All they could see were rocks, ice, scraggly bushes, and the far side of the mountain falling into darkness. Lucia's heart fell too. Where was the sun? Then a rock moved, and another. A rock sprouted an arm, two arms. Rocky heads with stony eyes rose up from the ground. Many heads, many eyes were watching Lucia. Not rocks, trolls. The trolls gathered around Lucia. Lumpy fingers poked her. Supper, roared a troll with branches growing from his ears. No, lunch, shouted a troll with mossy teeth. Breakfast, screeched a troll with icicles hanging from his nose. The trolls stomped their feet and screamed with laughter. The ground shook. The milk-white cat hissed. Please, Lucia whispered, do you know where the sun has gone? Trolls found sun sleeping, shouted one troll.
wrapped Sun in blankets so Sun couldn't get out, shouted another.
Now trolls never have to hide, crowed another. Eat any time we want.
Little girl wants Sun? Asked one troll.
Oh, yes, please, whispered Lucia.
Come and get it, the troll taunted, kicking a bundle of rags at Lucia. Not a gleam of light shone from the rags. How could anything so small and shabby be the sun?
Lucia reached for the rag ball. A troll foot kicked it away. Lucia reached for the ball again. Another kicked it, and another. Lucia stumbled through a maze of troll legs. A leg shot out in front of her. Splunk. She landed face first in the snow. Something hard poked at Lucia's ribs. The tinderbox.
Wait, Lucia cried through chattering teeth. The ball of rags is not the sun.
Trolls have sun, the trolls thundered. Trolls have sun.
Lucia's heart beat fast, but she clambered to her knees and pulled off her mittens. She took the tinderbox from her pocket and tried to strike a spark. Scritch, scritch. The trolls leaned in closer. Lucia's fingers shook. Scritch, scritch. Blue sparks skittered and died. Blue like her mother's apron. Blue like her baby brother's eyes. Lucia struck harder. Scritch, 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 scritch. A spark caught on the dry moss in the tinderbox. A little flame bloomed, warming Lucia's finger the way the fire back home used to.
Look, Lucia stood and held up the box. I have the sun right here.
The trolls peered inside.
That's not the sun, a troll howled, and he knocked the tinderbox from Lucia's hands.
Flame sputtered across the snow and died.
Eat her! Eat her now! Get sun!
Catch the pussums for dessert.
But the milk-white cat was quicker than the trolls. He leaped from Lucia's hood and batted the rag ball out of reach. Faster and faster the ball rolled, the rags unwinding like ribbons in the snow.
Stop! Stop!
The trolls screamed. The last rag unrolled. The blanket fell off. The sun blazed forth, dazzlingly bright. Lucia covered her eyes.
Crack!
All around Lucia, trolls turned to stone. Shadows sketched black like the wheel, like the snow. Like a wheel, the sun rolled on right off into the edge of the mountain top and up into the sky, growing bigger and brighter as it climbed. Black sky paled to rosy dawn. The mountaintops glowed. Lucia lifted her face to the sun. Light and warmth poured over her. Lucia picked up the little milk-white cat and kissed his fur, as silky and soft as her baby brother's hair.
Good kitty, Lucia said. Good, good kitty.
Back down the mountain, Lucia skied through a forest of trolls and a forest of trees, the milk-white cat tucked in her hood. The pale blue shadow raced in front of her.
Swoosh, swoosh.
Icicles glinted and dripped and fell.
Swoosh, swoosh.
Sparrows woke up and hopped in the pine branches, shaking snow on Lucia's hair. Down and down the mountain, Lucia followed her own tracks all the way home, where pink smoke curled from her chimney. Sunlight followed Lucia through the front door and poured across the floor, as warm as sweet as honey. The fire blazed on the hearth, and the baby cooed and clapped to see Lucia.
I thought I lost you, her mother cried, sweeping Lucia into a hug. And the sun came up, and I knew you would come home, my brave child.
Lucia's mother held her close.
My sunshine, she whispered, the light of my heart.
And after breakfast, Lucia and the milk-white cat fell fast asleep in the sunshine.
When Louis came home to the flats, he hung up his coat and his hat. He gazed all around, but no wifey he found. So he said, where can Flossie be at? A note on the table he spied. He read it just once, then he cried. It ran, Louis dear, it's too slow for me here, so I think I will go for a ride. Me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. Don't tell me the lights are shining any place but there. We will dance the hoochie-coochie. I will be your tootsie-woopsie if you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair. meet me at the If you will meet me in St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair.
Welcome back to Story Garden on KZFR. I just read Lucia in the Light, and I have to say it was kind of weird saying my name in a book, saving the sun and all that, but it was really cool. And thanks for tuning into Story Garden. I'm your host, Lucia. Well, I was your host. Not anymore. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, a listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Stay tuned for Face the Music, and remember that this is my last Story Garden, and I'm now doing Beatle Nation, which is going to start on the first Thursday of June. Yay! And think fast
and grow slow.
Or grow fast.
And think fast.
It's time for the KZFR events calendar. I'm Rick Anderson. It's movie night at the Pageant Theater this Saturday night. The Late Show at the Pageant is featuring the 1979 cult classic Mad Max. Live music starts at 10:30. The film starts at 11. It's a partial benefit for KZFR. Info at pageantchico.com. Coming Friday, May 29th to Chico, it's the return of Moon Alice. Chico Women's Club, Friday, May 29th, Moon Alice. San Francisco psychedelic band featuring John Molo, Barry Sless, Pete Sears, and Roger McNamee. This could sell out. Don't miss Moon Alice. Benefit for KZFR. Moon Alice tickets are only $15. You can get them at Chico Paper Company and KZFR.org. KZFR is proud to announce a speaking event with environmental activist Bill McKibben. It's Friday, June 5th at the Chico Masonic Family Center. Tickets are on sale now at Chico Paper Company and KZFR.org. This year is KZFR's 25th anniversary, and we have big plans in June for two shows at the End of Normal. That's 2500 Estes Road, where the Butcher Shop does their plays every year. The first show is Wednesday, June 10th, with James McMurtry. Tickets only $20, on sale at KZFR.org and at the Chico Paper Company, 4th and Broadway in downtown Chico. And the second is June 13th. That's our anniversary concert with Mossy Creek, Wolf Thump, Maya Dyson, and Achilles Wheel. Tickets are only $15, on sale, Chico Paper Company, and KZFR.org. The Sacred Movement Music, Healing, and Arts Festival is coming to Lake Concow Campground on June 26th, 27th, and 28th. Partial benefit for KZFR. And music is coming from Dead Winter Carpenters, Roots Underground, Thirst with Mike Comfort, The Lolos, Ali Battaglia, Dylan Starma, and a whole lot more. Info and tickets available at